Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Laurie Beth Jones on the Laurie Beth Jones Radio Blog Talk Show, and I have as my guest this morning Maria Hall. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, Laurie Beth. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a busy Monday morning, but I'm glad to be here.
Oh, that's great. Well, just a word about Maria. She is our firstborn PATH certified trainer and PATH coach. She's trained in basically all of the tools that we have, was the first one to run the gauntlet, and is now a spirited entrepreneur specialist, and has got some exciting things stirred up with the Chamber of Commerce there. So Maria, welcome, and tell us about what's happening there.
Well, Laurie Beth, I've just been really blessed. We have through the Brownsville Chamber of Commerce, there is a Women Entrepreneur Small Business Boot Camp, and it's a 9-month program that we will kick off on January the 20th of 2010 for 15 women entrepreneurs in the Brownsville area. So I'm just really excited about being the lead facilitator for the 9-month program and being able to bring the skills and the tools that I've got to this group of women.
Now tell us where Brownsville is, including the state, for those who don't know.
Okay. It's Brownsville, Texas, and it is in South Texas. It is right on the border of Matamoros, Mexico, largely a Hispanic community. The population in Brownsville is about 100,000, and their largest employer is the Brownsville Independent School District, but they have several other businesses, lots of small businesses. The chamber has almost 1,000 members.
Wow. So how did this come about? And you said 15 women will go through it?
Mm-hmm. The Brownsville president, Angela Burton, she actually applied for a grant through the Wells Fargo Foundation to do a program specific to women entrepreneurs and really helping them learn how to plan and build their business. And so we will have some new entrepreneurs as well as some women who have been in business for a while and are looking to expand or take their business to the next level.
Wow. And you'll meet how often and for how long?
We will meet on a monthly basis. We will have half-day sessions. Actually, our first session will be a full day. And the title of that one is The Spirit of the Entrepreneur, and we will be doing some PATH Elements profile work and really working with the ladies on the mission and vision for their life, and then looking at their strategic vision for their business and how their business is going to serve their greater purpose and their authentic self.
Wow, I wish I could be there. This is so exciting.
Yeah, and then each month we will have business coaching support calls. So I'm hoping that maybe I'll be able to coordinate with your schedule. Maybe one of our monthly calls, you can be on a call with us for about 10 or 15 minutes, because we do want to have successful women entrepreneurs sharing with the group of ladies.
I would love that. I would just, yes, clue me in on that.
Okay, I sure will. We will connect and work out our schedules. But this is just a real exciting thing. I will be going to a mixer later. You know, we've got about 6 or 7 of the ladies that have already applied, so we still have some openings left, and letters have gone out, because about a third of the members of the chamber are actually, you know, run by women.
Wow.
So we know that there's, you know, lots of women that are involved in the chamber and really involved in our community as well. So I'm just, you know, real proud of the fact that I get to be a big part of this. And Angela Burton, the president of the chamber, her and I have been friends for a very long time. She is just a great lady. She has a huge heart for the businesses in Brownsville. So this is just a really neat culmination of a lot of things.
Now, was this also the chamber that you were involved with and president of, or is this a different one?
This is a different one. I was actually the president of the South Padre Island Chamber, which is a community that's about 27 miles from Brownsville, and we're right on the coast. We're more of a tourism community. And I knew Angela through my work at the chamber as well.
I'll bet there's so many listeners right now thinking, man, I wish I could be like Maria.
They can be.
You can be. So let's talk a little bit about the challenges a woman entrepreneur faces. Name off three or four that you can think of.
I would say one of the challenges is trying to do all the things that you feel you have to do to be successful according to the world. You know, sometimes as an entrepreneur, especially if it's your first venture, you kind of get wrapped up into what success looks like, you know, when you're, you know, of the world versus,
right.
you know, what God has in mind and what his success is going to look like for you.
Now, in this meeting, are you, when you say the spirit of the entrepreneur, are you going to keep it fairly secular, or are you able to talk about faith in any friendly way?
Well, it will probably be secular just because of the fact that it's a chamber program.
Sure.
But, you know, when I come to the program with who I'm really called to be, it'll show up.
Yes.
Because I can't not, you know, speak from my heart about what I discovered for myself in my business and in the different businesses that I've had. So it will be secular, but I do know that the spirit will be there in the words and in the ways that I present things to people that speaks to their heart. Because I really think that when you speak to somebody's heart, there is a spiritual presence that's there. I mean, it's part of who we are, yeah.
Right. So one of the first things you're going to do, it sounds like, is help them align their vision of success with fulfillment, with inner fulfillment. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think that for women in this culture, in American culture, there is the tendency to think we have to do it all and that we have to have 1,000 employees and be on the NASDAQ charts, you know, before summer and raise $1 million. And really, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not. You know, and the fact that we've got to give ourselves the time to, you know, to have the wisdom that it takes to run our business successfully, to enable things to develop within our businesses as well. Because like you said, we sometimes rush to be that, you know, overnight success, when really we've got to look at the stability that we need, have the right plans, the right processes in place to be sustainable, you know, especially looking at what the economy has been in the last few years and how that's going to develop and change, you know, in our future as well. So it takes a lot of heart and a lot of fortitude and wherewithal in business.
Speaking of sustainability, now, does the Wells Fargo Foundation have grants? Is this a national program?
Does one
have to come up with a title and then go apply for?
You do need to apply. And I'm not an expert in this, but you do. It is a process where you can apply. Our hope with the Brownsville Chamber is that maybe they will look at this program and look at taking it nationally and ways to develop this for other women in other communities that Wells Fargo serves. So this is the first test run through the Wells Fargo Foundation. So we're really looking to maybe look to grow and expand this in the remainder of the valley. We have several large cities in the area that I serve, as well as maybe nationally for Wells Fargo. So we're really excited about the opportunity for that to happen as well.
Wow, this is so exciting. So what are some of the other challenges that women entrepreneurs face?
They're going to face financial issues. I mean, in financial issues in the sense of how they're funding their business, the different options for their cash flow, really understanding that the financial aspect of their business. They're going to have issues around human resources and managing employees, since several of these businesses will have employees as well, and really how to keep the dynamic and the team communications going and really build a strong employee workforce versus being drained by it, because I've met several entrepreneurs that they are being so successful, and as they're growing, they're hiring more and more people, but then they find that they have bigger and bigger headaches.
Right.
They're not really utilizing all their talents.
Right. Wherever two or more are gathered, there is drama and conflict.
Oh, yes.
So you're going to address those issues. And what is something else? And this is wind in action here, before I drill down on that question, you know, it occurs to me that your program is 9 months, and that's the time it takes to grow a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen just instantly, pop, there's the baby, and it's fully formed and talking and has its shoes on and ready to go to the marketplace. It really is a process, and I think that there's a wisdom that women innately have, genetically and biologically, to understand that things take time to grow and nurture. So back to my other question, what's another thing, another challenge that women face?
Really going through a business planning process and understanding what the different aspects are of business planning, as far as their marketing efforts, as far as legal structures and different things. And do they need to go out and do some financing of their business? Will they need loans to provide capital, operating capital? Are they trying to, you know, build a building, open up another location, different things like that in their business? So we have purposely structured the program to facilitate half days in the different areas that are important and are needed to create a business plan. So we'll culminate, the last 2 months of the program will actually be specific to creating business plan and structure that they have learned all the components of throughout the first 7 months. And then really being able to help them strategically plan and really vision out 3 to 5 years and really look at their success long term, you know, in their business.
That is visionary. Go ahead.
And our desire is really to really provide, you know, as I look at the vision of the program, how to provide a real good network for these women so that it's not just the 9 months is part of it, but how they'll continue as a strong group and as a force to be reckoned with in the Brownsville community, in really being successful in their business and also giving back to their community, because that is something that I have seen in entrepreneurs, women and men, that they really have a heart to give back to their community and to make a difference in their community and to leave a legacy for their community.
Hmm. And I think it's so great that the women there are going to form a bond with each other so they don't have to go it alone, even though they might be in different businesses. I think that isolation and loneliness is a big, big challenge for women entrepreneurs and business people in general. So, Maria, I want to thank you for your vision in launching this pilot program and being present and having done your homework and your plan to be poised for such a time as this to help women emerge as business leaders and contributors to the community as well as helping their own bottom line. And if people want to know more, how can they reach you?
Well, they can reach me. My email is maria@igniteconsultantsplus.com. If they can send me emails or go on to my website, www.igniteconsultantsplus.com.
Plus spelled out, or is it the ad sign?
Plus is spelled out.
Okay.
Yep, plus is spelled out.
All right. So
igniteconsultantsplus.com.
All right. Very good. Maria, thank you so much for taking time today to tell us about exciting things happening in Brownsville, Texas. My
Thank
home.
You.
I love it. Blessings to you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.